Sergeant Chardine Klondike is 41 years old. She's married to Melanie, has two children, and her favourite food is honey bread. She's also the 1 billionth person to die in the war. Chardine doesn't know that. I mean, it's obvious she's dying. She just doesn't know the statistics. All she knows as she lies on what's left of her back and the last of her life trickles out of her is that this isn't right. It isn't fair. She stares up at the pale pink moon, her eyes full of accusation. Why, she wants to know, could she not have been born up there? But she wasn't. And so... Chardine wasn't alone. Many of those in the war, those she fought alongside and those she fought against, wish they'd been born on the moon. Or they fantasize that they were born up there. That the truth will come out eventually, and then they'll be allowed to go home. Or they don't dream of being born there, but imagine going to visit, sometime in the future when the war's been lost or won. The moon's not a place for a holiday, but that's not the point. The people on the world below hang on to a single fact. The war isn't fought on the moon. There's no fighting there. There can't be. In fact... the moon has no defences, no counter-strike capability, no shields, nothing. Why's that? Yes, you. Come on, this is a test.
Well, sir, when the war began, none of our weapons had the range.
And what's your name, soldier?
Kronchev, sir. Selina Kronchev, Colonel 81215922.
Kronchev, they must have known that as the war went on, we'd develop weapons with greater range.
But there's no tactical advantage in shooting at them. The simulations all say the same thing. A waste of material that could be used on the enemy.
Well, that's assuming our plans don't change. We might want a base on the moon. You have an explanation.
It's not in the official history.
Come on, then. What, do you need permission to think for yourself?
Yes, sir.
Right, well, permission granted.
Moonies must think they'd be more of a target if they had weapons or defences. Whilst they're no threat to us or the other side, we leave them alone.
I see. Then they brought this on themselves.
Sorry, General, what's the order?
How many people are there on the moon?
Last estimate was just over 20,000 in three main communities. Is there an order, sir?
Launch the missiles. Kill everyone up there.
Abby, I did say you'd need waders.
But then I'd look as daft as you. Zara, I think I've lost one of my shoes. Oh, this thing better be worth it.
Are you kidding? A snake with legs.
That's a lizard.
Hartley Serpent is definitely a snake. Evolved from a family of cobra bought from Earth. Longer scales were an advantage for climbing out the swamp after breeding. So, over time, you get snakes with really long scales, like legs.
Wow. And how long will it take to find this amazing lizard?
There's one just behind you.
Very funny.
I mean it, Abby. Turn round very slowly.
Bloody hell.
Told you.
Well, it looks ridiculous.
So do you. Up to your waist in swamp.
Are these serpents dangerous? It looks dangerous.
Only to river fruit. This one's got the hump because we're intruding on its patch. Sorry, mate.
Could have done this in a zoo, where animals are behind glass and we're warm and dry and there are places to buy ice cream. I like ice cream.
There aren't any Hartley serpents in zoos. Not living ones. That's why we had to come here. They were extinct before anyone realised.
Why didn't they clone them?
Oh, they tried to, but it was tricky. Something about the G chromosome. I didn't really understand that bit. So, you could be looking at the last one alive.
How did they die out?
Habitat destruction, it said. People being rubbish.
But it happened sometime soon.
The book I read gave the last reported sighting, so I bought us a bit after that. We're the last people to ever see this little guy alive. Yes, you little cutie.
Zara, maybe we should go.
Oh, another minute. He's so cool. You can tell he's male from the vacant expression. Oh, let's give him a name. Chris. Hello, Chris.
Zara!
Well, you don't like the name Chris?
I think I know what did for him and his kind.
I said habitat destruction.
Yes, destroyed in an instant by a cluster of nuclear missiles.
What?
Look!
How do you know they're nuclear?
The way they're making my nose itch. Come on, we should get out of here.
And leave Chris.
He died out. You know he died out.
We could absorb the explosion.
You want to change history? That never goes well.
What's the point in having magic powers if we can't save Chris?
Seriously?
Yeah, for Chris and his people.
Oh, come on then. Take my hand.
Hello, Marcella.
Sorry about the mud.
Let me guess. Two breakfasts with tea.
Yes, thank you. We'll just take a seat. Zara, are you okay to walk?
Oh, I don't know. I might not be in the right order.
Hey, take my hand. It's only a few steps. We'll feel better for some tea and protein. What went wrong?
How am I meant to know? I'd forgotten how much I hate being blown up.
Yes, but you're the expert on nuclear energy. Now you've read all those books.
It must have been a different type of radiation to the fusion reactor. Something we can't absorb. Oh, poor Chris.
We wouldn't have felt anything. Over in an instant. It's all right for some.
It's not right at all. They made him extinct.
At least we got to see him. But you'll feel better for some food.
Oh, I can't believe you're hungry.
I just reassembled myself from atoms by the power of my will. That works up an appetite. Anyway, you're the one who brought us. I felt you reaching out.
You always loved the breakfast here. And we needed somewhere safe but emotionally potent as a focus.
Exactly. And the best thing for being totally obliterated is a fry-up.
Scientific fact.
And it's a good place for you to drop your bombshell.
I don't know what you mean.
We can't save Chris.
I didn't say we could.
You know about changing history. We only make things worse.
I don't want to change history.
Yes, but you want to get involved. Oh, come on. We agreed. No more getting caught up in things. We just hang out, explore stuff, enjoy life. Nothing heavy.
Yeah, I know. But we've almost done all 800 wonders of the galaxy. And then what? I just thought...
Well, don't.
Two breakfasts with tea.
Oh, amazing. Can I have some
toast on its way?
See, this is why I love this place. They're psychic. What?
Look, hypothetically...
Oh, just eat your food.
Look, hear me out. It's a really big war, and lots of people die. We could step in, bang some heads together, and get them to, you know, stop.
End the war. Save the planet. For Chris.
Yeah. Okay, stupid idea.
I'm glad you think so.
Completely ridiculous. It's absurd.
Yes!
Yeah, but you're laughing. And that's the rule. If you're laughing...
We can't get involved. We can't go back to being like that. Too many people get hurt. But, hypothetically, what did you want to do?
Passes, please.
Do you really need to see our passes? I mean, you recognise us. Abby?
We're here all the time. You know us. We're very important.
Yes, ma'am.
Good, then you can let us through.
Sorry, ma'am. No entry without a pass. Full bar check and scan.
Oh, well, now what do we do?
Easy. Guard, what's in my hand?
Nothing, ma'am. If you don't step back, I'm authorised to use lethal force.
Nothing, she says. That's my pass. See it? You see it, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. Very good. Please go through. Have a grand day.
Well, that was easy enough.
Sorry, ma'am. You'll need to show me your pass.
Oh, great. Zara!
Yeah, okay. Hold out your hand. Here we go.
Ow! This scan is right inside my cells.
Oh, they have to be sure we're who we say we are.
We're not who we say we are.
Yeah, don't give it away. Oh, they can probably vaporise us with this thing.
Then we'll just reassemble. You might let me finish my breakfast this time.
But we still won't be inside.
I still don't understand why we need to be. What's in there?
I don't know exactly.
What? It's been like an hour just to get this far.
It must be something important. The Gloit, that's one of the sides of this wall. The Gloit buried whatever it is here, under all this steel and iron and concrete. And there's maximum security.
You reckon it's some kind of super weapon? One we can use to end the war?
If they had something like that, they'd have used it. No, this is where they keep the one thing the Gloit don't want to admit to. The single individual who's in charge of their war.
Move the fleet to attack at Zone A14 and along the line B13 and C12. The Marshal forces there only consist of... Oh, bother, what's that on B11? Artillery?
Bit of pastry, General Cormorant. I think it's pan of chocolat.
Oh, I wonder where that had got to. Pass it over, Cromchef.
Sir.
Waste not, want not, eh? Right. Everybody, listen up. The Marshal forces are pretty thin on the ground along this line. We'll face heavy fire on the coast, but we hold our nerve and we'll break through. Any questions?
No, sir.
Very well. Then let's... Sorry, is that a raised hand?
Yeah, hi. I've got a question, if that's okay.
Yeah, we've only got a war to win. But what's troubling you, my love?
Well, I was just thinking, you could minimise losses and end the war a lot quicker if you just surrendered.
Very amusing. Blinky Spicer, she put you up to this, did she?
No, I mean it. If you stopped fighting, no one else would have to die. Hasn't that occurred to you before?
All right, very funny. Let's get on with the operation. Send the orders out.
Sorry, General. The computer is already running a high-level program.
What? Who gave the order?
We were hoping you would, of your own free will.
Who are you two? You're not even in uniform. How did you get in here?
We can be quite persuasive. Abby?
Right. General, you gave the order. You're determined to have peace. No more soldiers need to die.
No more soldiers need to... What's that? How can there be an attack?
Sir, the marshalled forces have responded to us lowering our defences.
We've done what?
They're laying down their weapons too. That's what's happening, isn't it?
Abby?
Exterminator missiles. 11,000 of them. Targeting all population centres.
Get the shields back up! Get the shields back up!
Our systems won't respond.
What?
Here, let me. I put double locks on.
Impact in 4, 3, 2...
Are we protected
1.
Here? Zara?
Sorry, everyone!
Two breakfasts? Two teas? I'll bring it over.
Thank you, Marcella.
That was a good idea in principle.
The other side, these marshalled forces, they had an automated response. Any weakness in the shields, and they fire an all-out strike.
They killed everyone.
Now, that was us. So, it's not changing history if we make it right.
We put it back as it was, and then we leave well alone.
What? No! We can do this. We just need both sides to surrender at the same time.
You can program their systems to do that?
Yeah, probably. The hard bit is making the generals think it's their idea.
Well, Cormorant would have thought so if it wasn't for that alarm.
Yeah, well, she spotted we weren't in uniform.
All right, we'll get uniforms.
I mean, she was resisting our powers.
Oh. Doddick was the same, remember?
Yeah, perhaps they trained senior officers here too. Or Cormorant is just really stubborn.
Let's try the marshalled forces. See what their leaders are like. They can't be any worse.
Come along, Chop Chop. We want a complete cessation of combat on the dot of 0900. Be sure to tick off your workflow sheets before passing them to the next team. I want to see coordination and process. Why are you two just standing there?
Oh, we're supervising, remember? The supervisors?
You're not on my workflow sheet.
Oh, here we go again.
We don't need to be on the sheet. We're supervising the operation. You trust us completely. It's like we're not even here.
So, happy?
What? It's not about being happy, it's about following the process.
Of course. Please, don't let us get in your way. It's almost 0900.
Of all the days for an inspection. Red Group, let's see you're working.
It's quicker each time. We've got about a minute before she questions us again.
And that's when we're here with her. If we go to the other war room...
We have to go there. We need to program their computer to surrender at the same time.
Yes, but it takes us time to get past security there. And the moment we're not here...
Who input this command program?
See what I mean? Sorry, General Slink, that's us. It's to help us supervise what you're doing.
Yes, I see. It's just not on my workflow sheet. Who are you two again?
We're supervisors. You don't need to worry about us. You've important work to get on with.
Of course I have. Please just keep out of my way.
What are we going to do?
We'll have to think of something.
What's that?
Designate! Our systems are shutting down!
Uh-oh, 0900.
It's a program surrender. How can it be a program surrender?
And I bet the Gloit systems have noticed.
Sir, I'm detecting missiles. Thousands of missiles.
Warn the city-states. Get the citizens to the shelters. Follow the procedures.
No time, sir. Impact in 3, 2, 1.
Where the hell? Hello? Hello? Oh, my sacred arms.
Whoops. Here we go. Sorry, have you been awake long? Didn't mean to leave you out here on your own.
You.
Oh, you two know each other, right?
General Honora Cormorant of the Gloit.
Designate Milkson Slink of the Marshalled Forces. Then these women work for you.
They're supervisors in my... No, that doesn't make sense.
We don't work for either of you. We're an outside party.
You reprogrammed our systems, forcing us to surrender.
What? When?
The timing's a bit out. The General didn't see that bit, and it hasn't happened yet anyway. Like, it won't happen at all if we get this right. We want to stop the war. That's why you're both here.
I see. You want us to fight. The two of us.
What? Why would we do that?
Whoever wins decides the outcome of the war, so no one else need get hurt. You think we'd agree to that?
It's hardly a fair contest. The General's so out of shape.
Oh, you think so? It'll be a pleasure to crush that self-satisfied smile.
Hey, there's no need for any fighting. We brought you here to talk.
Ha! The diplomats tried that. Her soldiers cut them down.
It was a trick! Your people were carrying weapons!
Well, this will be different. There are no weapons here. See? Nothing at all.
I know this place.
It's the moon. The Baralta Plain, a long way from the colonies. So we won't be disturbed.
It's not possible. You've killed us.
You think this is your hereafter, this desolate hole?
I mean, it will kill us. We're not wearing masks. The regulars, the moon dust. It's unweathered and sharp. We breathe it in and it cuts up our insides.
Zara, is that true?
I don't know. Maybe I should have read up on it more.
It's true in the long term, but morbidity rates are lower than for breathing in gun smoke. Not that Slink has ever stood near heavy artillery. Leaves that to other people.
Look, let's go somewhere else, somewhere nice. We know this nice cafe where they do a pieman's breakfast.
Oh, we can't hold peace talks there.
We can't hold them here either.
But they both wanted to come to the moon. It's right there, in their heads.
You can see into our heads.
Oh, we hardly need to. It's right on the surface of your thoughts. How you long to get away, to get up here, to take part in this social utopia where everyone's the best of friends.
A dream. I know it's not really like that.
But you long for a world without war, don't you?
We should get out of here.
What? I was getting somewhere. You just said we should stay.
But look.
Some kind of security vehicle. With guns? I thought they didn't have guns.
That's what people like to think, but the moon's no paradise. Quite the opposite.
Oh, it's blowing up the dust.
Keep your heads down. Eyes covered. Breathe through your nose.
Stand still. Raise your hands.
But what? Both at the same time? We can't stay here. Look, hold hands and we'll... Oh, great. Where's Slink?
What? Over there. Slink!
Link!
She won't hear us over this. I'll get her.
Stay still or we'll shoot.
Zara, we have to keep together.
You're staying here, girl.
Get off me! Get off!
We have to do as they say.
You don't understand. Zara and me, as long as we're together... Zara!
And Slink as well.
Stand still. Raise your hands. You'll be next.
Bring the provisionals forward.
Bring the provisionals forward.
Right, all right. I'm capable of walking.
Don't resist them. It's easier if you don't do it. Now then, really, there's no need to shove.
Are you in charge? Look, my sister Zara...
The provisionals will remain silent.
Is that us?
Your Honour, I wish to state for the record that I am not part of whatever this girl and her sister are mixed up with.
The provisionals will remain silent on pain of death. And I do mean pain. Do either of you hold an immigration permit? You may answer.
No, Your Honour. Please, my sister...
You don't have a sister anymore.
What?
If you're accepted into our community, new familial connections will be assigned to you. Now, you. Do you hold an immigration permit?
I didn't think you could get an immigration permit to the moon.
They've not been used since before the war. But without one... You must be here illegally, and that's a capital offence.
What? You can't kill us just for being here.
Your being here threatens the lives of our citizens. You consume a share of the limited oxygen, let alone the food stocks and resources, if we allow you to live.
But we can leave. Look, if you'll just let me see my sister.
Your sister is dead.
What? She can't be.
What about Slink, the other woman we were with?
We have limited resources. So if you wish to live here, you must convince us you will work your share and abide by our laws and conventions and abandon your savage attachments.
She was my sister.
You mean you need us to pledge our allegiance?
What value is your word? You'll be assigned work. As long as you complete it, diligently and without complaint, you'll be allowed to live. You find this amusing?
I don't mind a bit of hard work.
I see. It's like a test. So if we pass, we can be full citizens, not provisional ones.
You're not provisional citizens. You came here illegally, so you're provisionally alive. So you'll be assigned work, as long as you complete it, diligently and without complaint.
Yes, but for how long?
Until you no longer complete it. You live as long as you're useful. Assign them their work. Take them away.
But I don't just...
What? Put me... Wait! Down. Get off!
But I'm not with this girl. I'm the Commander-in-Chief of the Grand Army. This is a declaration of war.
There is no war on the moon. Case dismissed.
Well, be careful what you wish for.
What?
I said... Oh, it doesn't matter.
Were you just listening to my thoughts?
I don't need to guess what you're thinking.
Keep out of my head.
That's not going to work. You can't shuffle away from me when we're chained together. Look, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. Slink.
We're not meant to talk. We're meant to keep working.
We can talk and work, can't we? We need to work out what we're going to do.
We're going to work hard so they don't kill us.
Working in this mine will kill us soon enough. The dust we must be breathing in. And I think this rock is radioactive. You know I'm right.
What do you suggest? There's no way to escape.
There must be. If we can just find Abby.
Zara, she's dead.
She's not. She can't be. They just told us that to control us, so we're scared for our own lives.
You can't know that.
It's part of a process to get us to conform. You've seen what this place is like. The mine is a bad assignment, but there aren't any good ones. Everyone works till they drop.
Judge, she seems to have it easy.
How long do you think it took her to get where she is? And she's not a provisional. And I am not dying down here in the dark. Not without at least trying something. You surrender to them if you want.
I'm not saying I'll help you.
No, of course not.
But
that if you were going to try something?
Well, instead of digging the rock over here, we could try digging the rock where it holds our chain.
It won't be any use. You might escape, but where would you go?
You can see into my head.
I don't need to.
I can't keep this up much longer. I don't even know what we're doing.
Cutting furrows through the dust so they can lay irrigation. All this is going to be fields.
Why do we have to do it by hand? Everyone else has machines.
To test our mettle. They only want us if we're strong.
You're enjoying this.
I don't mind physical labour. We're out in the open, under the stars.
I thought you'd miss your war.
We have to be practical. Is there any way we can get back there?
If we escape? If we find my sister?
If she somehow isn't dead.
No, she isn't. She can't be.
Then where is she? Why isn't she making her way to you now?
She might be.
Then the best thing is to stay here, where we've been assigned, so that she can find us.
All right, fine. Zara can look after herself.
Good girl. Now, that furrow isn't straight. You'll have to dig it out again.
Okay. Not sure this was my best idea ever. Running in pitch darkness when there's low ceilings and... Ah!
Oh, at least the dark means they can't see us either.
They do have torches.
Then why aren't they following us?
They're following, just not very fast.
What do they know that we don't?
You think there's a monster down here?
There aren't any monsters on the moon.
Of course not, so...
They think we've got weapons. That's how we broke the chain.
Or they know the tunnel is dangerous. That would be why it's not got lights and it's all abandoned.
What do you want to do?
What, am I in charge?
When they catch us, I'll happily tell them this was all your idea.
They'll only catch us if we don't keep moving.
If this tunnel's abandoned, it might not lead anywhere.
Yeah, but if we rush really hard, maybe it will. Come on.
Stop where you are, I shoot.
Oh, how?
What do we do?
Stop or I shoot.
Keep going.
Wait, no. The tunnel.
Zara?
I'm here. We have to keep going. I think the shooting is the rock.
Abby, you all right?
I don't know. Either something's happened to Zara or it's just what it feels like when she isn't near. It's a long time since we were any distance apart.
Come on, you have to keep working.
I can't do any more.
You have to. Look, they're watching.
It's right, right.
Oh. Abby, come on, wake up. Oh, no stamina, you girls.
I'm sorry.
Oh, she just slipped. Fine, really. No need for...
Get her on her feet.
Yes, of course. It's just an accident.
No, I want to get back to work.
You see, she's tougher than she looks, this one.
You're in no state to work.
She's fine. Just let her get on with it.
Can you carry her?
Me? I'm not really with her. Besides, I think she can walk.
Yes, I can. Look, leave her out of this.
You can go to the billet. The square building over there.
You're sending us both.
I think you both deserve it.
No, I'm not. Look, just send me. The general can carry on working.
Yeah, I can do her share of the labour if need be.
You've done enough. 2 hours more than a regular day shift.
You mean we've passed the test?
For the time being. So, have a wash and something to eat. And they'll find you somewhere to sleep. It'll be harder tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
The same. Every day is the same.
Slink, are you in one piece?
I don't know. I can't see.
Oh, how do you feel?
Like a mine fell on top of me.
Oh, I think most of it fell on the guards. At least it stopped them shooting at us.
You mean it blocked the tunnel?
Yeah, as far as I can feel with my hands. I didn't want to push the rocks about too much.
Then we're trapped in here.
We'll just have to find another way out. Can you move?
I think so. Oh, my leg. I don't think I'm going to anywhere fast.
We'll take it gently. Where are you?
Ow!
Oh, sorry. Was that your face? Can you find my hand?
Got you.
Hi. Okay. This way, I think.
And if it doesn't lead anywhere?
Then we don't need to worry, do we?
Why not?
Because we've been in here a while, using up what there is of the air. Come on, then.
You're shaking.
I think I'm a bit bashed up. I'm not used to this sort of thing.
Being buried alive in a rockfall.
Oh, that worse. But I can usually recover quickly.
When you're with your sister. That's your secret, isn't it?
It's not exactly a secret, but... yeah, if we can get back to her, then everything is fine. We can go somewhere else, somewhere nice.
Almost seems a shame. I want to see more of the moon.
Seeing anything would be good. You don't seem worried. I mean, we might not get out of here.
We're not afraid to die. It's part of the price we pay for achieving victory against the Gloit.
You're a long way from the wall.
You think a few hours away means it suddenly doesn't matter?
Well, I thought a bit of distance would give you some perspective.
No, it has. The moon isn't the paradise we like to dream about. So there's no alternative. There is only the war, which we have to win. Not what you were hoping.
Not exactly. Can you reach out with your other hand?
What? Where? Oh! We're right up by the rock.
There's no way round?
Not that I can find.
Oh, me neither. I think we've gone as far as we can go.
Then we're trapped. Until the air runs out.
Oh, I think that's if we're lucky.
Was that back the way we came?
Yeah, good job we moved, isn't it?
No. I mean, if that's where the rocks fell before, then...
This is our village, I think.
Oh, not much to it. Let's sit you down on the floor.
Oh, thank you. I just need to sleep.
Need something to eat first. I'll see what they've got.
Oh, don't leave me.
I'm only over here. I think this dispenses food. Yes, here we go. Abby, love, try and eat something.
No, it's some kind of medicine.
Food pills, one at a time. Don't chew it. Swallow it down.
Oh, this is what they live on.
It's what we're going to live on now. How are you feeling?
Oh, a lot better.
Bit of a chemical bomb, these. Easy to overdose on them. We'll probably drink some water.
There's a tap over there.
Oh, yes. Help!
Whoops!
Okay, we've got a shower. Right, well, good to get this moon dust out of our skin.
Do you want me to wait outside?
There's room enough for both of us. Saves water if we share. Ooh, that's good and warm. Come on, you'll feel better being clean.
Right.
What is it? I won't bite.
No, it's just I'm not really used to this.
Sharing accommodation?
No, I mean me, just looking like this.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. That's just it. I used to be quite different. I used to be a lot older. I needed help to get in and out of my clothes.
Do you need me to help you?
It's just odd to see what I look like, to let anyone else see.
You've got nothing to worry about. Oh, I can turn my back if you want. Better?
Thank you.
Good. Now, into the water.
But you said it was warm.
Gotcha. Oh, but does it make you feel alive?
I guess.
We're alive, Abby. That's all that matters. We survived what they threw at us and we'll carry on surviving. We're going to get through this.
But my sister.
There's nothing we can do. At least not for the moment. So, shower. Sleep. Then we take whatever they throw at us next. Yes? Yes?
Yes, sorry. Oh, it's cold.
Come on, let's get you dry.
But you shot at us.
On stun? We're not monsters. We can only kill you if you fail a tribunal.
But we're facing a tribunal for trying to run away.
Which is why tomorrow you want to work especially hard. They'll take that into account.
Right, okay.
Look, it's not so bad here if you muck in with the work. I escaped the war too.
What? When? Which side were you on?
It doesn't matter anymore. That's the point. You're free of it now.
You don't look like a Gloit.
So you betrayed the marshalled forces.
I'll leave you the rice wine. There's room at the end of the passageway when you want to sleep.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
That wasn't very polite.
She's a traitor.
She saved our lives and might help us get through this tribunal.
I thought you wanted to get away from here. Find your sister.
And we will, when there's a chance to do that without being caught and shot. Meantime, we keep our heads down.
Oh, this stuff is foul. Oh, just have to drink it quickly.
We have problems with rice wine in the army. If the troops don't ferment it properly, it can make them blind.
But this stuff's okay, isn't it?
You can still see, can't you?
Funny. Here.
I don't drink. Not till the war is over.
It is over for you.
I think I'm going to bed.
Hang on. Slink, wait up. There aren't any beds.
The floor will have to do. We'd better go over by the corner.
Why is that?
So the others don't tread on us when they come in.
Do we need to take our clothes off?
You do what you like, but these padded work things aren't made for lying down.
Right.
See something you like?
Sorry, but the markings on your skin.
Barrenpan runes. The story of the Gloit Traveller.
Oh, I don't know that one.
I can't read the words on my back, but to paraphrase, there's a woman, a soldier in my people's army, walking to the perfumed city when she's set upon by thieves. They strip her, beat her, leave her for dead by the road. Another soldier from my army happens down the road. She sees this woman lying there and crosses to the other side. She's on a mission or something, can't stop. Then a priest comes by and she does the same. But then there's this Gloit peasant, lowest of the low, but the sworn enemy of my people. She goes over to the woman and looks over her wounds. And when the Gloit peasant has made her assessment, she breaks the woman's neck.
That didn't go quite how I expected.
But you won't forget the point.
What is the point?
Even the lowest of the Gloit know what they must do to the weak and in need.
That's how your people think of them.
It's how they think of themselves. They did this. Cut the story into me.
You were their prisoner? When?
When I was still young. The rest of my unit. Well, when I crawled out of that place, I'd learnt my lesson. We have to hold firm and defeat them. Show any sign of weakness and they'll wipe us out.
Oh, they were right. It's harder the second day.
Then why are you smiling?
Because look, finished a whole furrow.
Not bad. Could be straighter.
Well, they said it would take us 2 days.
I don't think that means we get the afternoon off, but it might just pass muster.
What do you mean?
We're being inspected. Judge Engin, this is an honour.
Guard, remind her of her manners.
The provisionals will not speak until spoken to.
My apologies.
The provisionals will stand up straight.
The furrow isn't quite straight. It'll need to be dug again.
What?
She means yes, of course. Don't you, Abilov?
Yes, of course.
It will need completing by the end of the work shift. That gives you less than 3 hours.
We'll get started now.
Ma'am, I don't think that's possible. Not in 3 hours. Not when they're using the bare hands.
No? Then let them use the machines. They've earned it. Now, where next?
Next is the solar arrays, where cleaning and maintenance has led to increased flux capture of 18%.
Did we just pass today's test?
I think so. It's just a matter of following orders.
Where do we get the machines?
That lot, over there. The other farmers. I suppose they're our comrades now. Let's go and ask them.
Oh, it's funny. I am exhausted.
But you also feel at ease.
Must be something in the air. Lack of oxygen.
I expect so.
You feel it too? Pride in being accepted. A sense of common purpose.
I had that before you brought me here.
Yeah, but it's different, isn't it? Being away from the war.
Well, this isn't what I thought the moon would be like. But you're right. It's different. It's as if we've been set free.
General? Are you all right?
Bit of a dry throat, breathing all this dust. Why are they running over? Must be some kind of emergency. What?
It's all down your chin. It's blood.
Okay, I need another bucket to shift all this.
Here you go.
Thank you. I'm Zara, by the way.
I know. Eloise.
Nice to meet you. And this is... Oh, she was here a moment ago. Excuse me. Slink! Hey, Slink!
I'm working.
Yeah, I can see that. But you could be working with everyone else. Making friends. Getting in with the community.
We're not part of the community.
No. But it might help to show willing if we're going to get through the tribunal. What?
You said it before. It's all part of a process of indoctrination. We get through the tribunal and feel proud when they deign we can live. We're grateful when they kindly allow us to continue working down here. We gladly accept our enslavement.
At least we're alive. Once we're through the tribunal, we can escape.
No. We have to go now.
What? You heard what they said. They'll kill us.
Then we'll have to succeed.
They're watching what we do now. If we just let them trust us a bit, then wait for the right moment.
That's what the others think, too.
What others?
The ones you've been busy making friends with. I thought you could read minds. You're telling me they enjoy being stuck down here?
No, but there's nowhere else for them to go.
We could take them with us. How many people can you transport in one go?
Not all of them. We tried something like that before. A lot of people were lost.
So we leave them behind. But the more you make friends with them, the harder you'll find that. We go now before you get too attached. I've cut through the chain.
Wait, Eloise is watching.
Is she going to stop us? Is she going to come too?
She knows we don't stand a chance, but she's not going to raise the alarm.
She's a coward.
And she knows it. But if we're going, let's go.
Okay, come on, just a bit further.
They're going to shoot me.
Doctors don't shoot people, even on the move.
They'll declare me unfit and then someone else will shoot me.
You've just done too much in the first day. Just a bit further to the medical hut.
It's up here on the left.
No, I can see it.
Abby, love, do as you're told.
What? You're not sick at all. Where are you taking us?
It's better you don't know.
Mineshaft 82. You read the notes the judge was holding. It's where Zara was assigned.
You looked into my head.
Well, you were never going to tell me. So that if we're captured, I could deny knowing anything. That's sweet, but I can still deny knowing anything, can't I?
If we find your sister, can you get me home?
If that's where you want to go. I thought you liked it here.
I do, but I'm Commander-in-Chief of the Gloit Grand Army.
Not here. You're a provisional attempting to escape, which is a capital offence. Well, that's what they think, anyway.
Stay where you are! Hands off!
If we run, they'll shoot us. You could tell them that we just got lost. They might believe that.
But it might be harder to slip away from them again. So, it's your choice. How much do you want to escape?
You're sure this is the right way?
The only way to be sure is to see where it comes up.
Oh, God, it feels like we've been climbing for hours.
You might well have been. But it's good to come up slowly. We adjust to the changes in pressure.
You say that, my ears are aching.
Try a yawn. Any better?
Yeah, a bit.
Good. Now, prepare yourself for some bad news.
All right, how do I do that?
Reach out with your hands. Feel that?
Rock. A ceiling, and we can't go any further. But we've come miles. I don't think I can clamber back down the whole way again.
You don't have to. I felt ahead. This ceiling only juts out so far. There's a way round, but it's not going to be easy.
It's not exactly been a picnic so far.
Feel along here. Yes, that's it. There's a ridge we can use as a handhold. Got it?
I think.
Then a half step up, and you're fine.
Yeah, got it. Where do I put my feet next?
You don't. I'm dangling from the ridge, but I can sort of edge along. Don't follow me.
not till I get round.
All right, all right. Slink? Slink?
Shh! There's someone up ahead.
What? Climbing down towards us?
No, I'm in a level passageway. It must be guards. That's why they didn't follow us. They knew they could cut us off.
What do you want to do?
I can't get back to you. You wait there. I'm going to have a look.
No, wait, Slink! Slink! Bloody hell! I can't just sit here. Okay, follow the ridge. One hand at a time. And then... Oh, come on! Right, well, back again. Great! Slink! Slink, I'm kind of stuck here. I could really, really do with some help. Slink! Slink! I can't... Oh, God, I can't hold on! I'm going to...
What do you think you're doing?
Oh, just hanging out. Have you left the other two on their own?
Hey, what happened?
The guards tried to shoot us. We took them prisoner.
This is a capital offence. It's only a matter of time before greater...
Yeah, all right, shush. Cormorant, Slink, did you just work together?
For a common purpose, to get back to our own war.
But don't you see? If you could cooperate to beat a few guards...
We didn't cooperate. I gave an order.
After I was already running at them...
It doesn't matter whose idea it was.
It's everything. I won't be commanded by her or her kind. I'd rather die.
That can be arranged.
Oh, grow up! This is ridiculous.
You don't have to like it. It's not your war.
And you can end it. You and Slink. You only have to want to.
You can't force peace on us.
Well, we will if we have to. Zara?
Right.
You'll both surrender. At the same time, you'll end the years of war.
No, we won't.
What?
We're hardened to your witchcraft.
Well, then at least listen to reason.
We have. I'm even glad you brought us to the moon. It's renewed my commitment to victory.
There will be no victory for you.
Then we will die fighting you to the last.
Fine. You know what? I've had it with both of you. Abby?
Yes?
You disintegrated them.
I was tempted. No, I sent them home. Back to their poxy war.
What are you?
Nothing much, it seems. We failed. Come on, Abby. Let's go somewhere nice. Abby? Oh, no. What?
I think I've got an idea. How many people are there on the moon?
Last estimate was just over 20,000 in three main communities. Is there an order, sir?
Launch the missiles. Kill everyone up there.
Missiles launched.
Right, General Cormorant, you can wake up now.
You?
Yes, all right. Hello again. Look, take a look at your screens.
What? What is this?
All-out strike targeting the communities on the moon. Very nasty.
But why? Why are you doing this? Abort the missiles. Abort them.
Sorry, sir. Abort function inoperative. We can't exert any control.
There are thousands of people up there.
There's more than 20,000. Some of them you met. Worked alongside. They're all doomed. Unless you're prepared to ask for help.
All right, please. Stop the missiles.
No, not from us. From Slink.
What?
I've put through a call. Secure channel. Oops.
40 seconds.
Anyone with a receiver will be able to watch this. But here she is.
General Cormorant, what's the meaning of this unprovoked attack? Oh, I might have guessed.
30 seconds.
Hi, Slink. You're alive to the entire nation, so please don't swear. Anora here has a question.
Anora?
Delegate Slink, these creatures wish me to seek your assistance in destroying the missiles they fired.
We can do that.
I know.
But we need the sequence codes to establish an effective lock.
I know.
And that would compromise your systems, leave you open to attack.
10 seconds to impact.
The people on the moon aren't part of your war. You can save them.
I'd undertake not to use the sequence codes beyond this operation.
Thank you, Slink. Now, Anora, please.
We have to be strong.
What? Abby, we have to...
It's too late. targets destroyed.
You bloody idiot, General! Their lives will be avenged!
You're right, they will be. Where did those two go?
Where did who go, sir?
Let me guess. Two breakfasts with tea.
Thank you, Marcella. Well, that went well.
Don't worry, we'll fix it.
No, we leave it alone before anyone else gets hurt. We know this is what happens.
It was your idea, remember?
Yeah, all right. You didn't need a lot of convincing.
No. Look, the thing is, I think we were right.
What, to cock it up so badly?
To try, anyway. Even though we knew people would get hurt.
You don't mean that.
Don't I?
Abby, we can't do this. We can't set ourselves up like gods.
We've got the powers and the experience.
I don't want to be a god. I don't want to judge who lives and who dies.
Well, you didn't stop me targeting the moon.
I thought Cormorant would see sense. I thought it would end the war.
It will.
What? How? Oh, what have you done?
Here we are. Two pieman's breakfast, two cups of tea.
Thank you, Marcella. It's perfect.
You're a good person.
Me, miss? Hardly.
If you had one wish, what would it be?
What are you doing?
My sister and me, we have magic powers. So, one wish. Anything at all.
If you are truly magic, you shouldn't waste your powers on me. End hunger. End war.
Which one?
Anyone. That'd be nice. I'll get you toast.
Go on then. What have you done?
Nothing yet. But in less than a minute, I'll have ended the war.
Oh, it's something I'm not going to like. That's why you're being mysterious. So I can't stop whatever you've done.
Oh, you can change it. That's sort of the point. I left details on Cormorant's computer about where to find us.
What? But we can go anywhere.
I told her we'd be here.
The cafe?
We're not 10 light-years away from them. If they really wanted to get here...
If they worked together...
They could send a missile, blow us up.
But we'd reassemble.
They wouldn't have to know that. Not if we never came back. They'd think they'd avenged everyone on the moon.
But, Marcella, the people who live here... That's a whole town.
With a smaller population than Slink's immediate staff... But they're old, they're retired, and we end the war.
You can't do this.
You can stop it. That's the missiles now. Look, just say the word and we will destroy them.
But then they'll try again.
Or turn in on themselves, or who knows what will happen. But if they succeed, they'll need more goals to accomplish. You can see it, can't you? The way the future plays out.
Marcella's right there. She's buttering our toast.
And we can save her, if that's the right thing to do. Zara? Zara?
Episode 2, where we're back with Kira and Laura as Abby and Zara again. That's the one where it's really kind of they're just going out there and being quite proactive.
Yeah, so this all comes down to Harry Marsh's Do No Harm, which is an amazing book, but really got into my head, partly because of other things that were happening in my life at the time. And it's about... The issue of, you know, brain surgery and stuff, which is that you're making an intervention, as doctors call it.
Mm.
And it's very easy to make mistakes. It's very easy to do damage.
Mm.
And so you have to weigh up the risks and the potential cost and the all of these sorts of things. And you have to keep going. And the fact that you may have botched one job doesn't mean that you stop practicing. You know, as a surgeon, you keep going and you hope your percentages are down and stuff. And that kind of that level of responsibility, that kind of the way that it, and he talks about the fact that you carry with you the people that you've got it wrong, that you know, he says, I have patients, former patients, bump into me in the street. And he said, I can never remember who they are, but I remember all the details of the people where something went wrong. And I was just, you know, it was haunting, really haunting, really an amazing, amazing book. And I just, it just, as I say, because it kind of touched on things that were going on in my life as well, I just felt I had something to address there.
I mean, there's some real parallels across episodes 2 and 3 that, you know, effectively in episode 2, they're doing their own surgery on time, on the situation.
Yeah, yeah. And how do you... It's a very Doctor Who idea. It's the very, you know, the Time Lords have this extraordinary power and can go anywhere and see anything. But if they stay inside the TARDIS, which, you know, can blend in with its surroundings, they're effectively watching it on TV. Whereas the Doctor's like, no, if you see something outside that's wrong, you should go and fix it. You should go and help people. You should fight the monsters and stuff. Yeah. And that's, you know, that there's a tradition in sort of Whig liberalism and stuff in politics and, you know, interventionist foreign policy and things like that, which is problematic. It comes at a cost. And I find that very interesting. And Doctor Who leaves the situation fairly soon after he's intervened. So it's rare you get him having to deal with the consequences. You get it in something like The Parting of the Ways, where he arrives back at the space station from the long game and realises that he's missed a trick. But that sort of stuff, again, you know, Graceless lets you be a bit more adult and get into those sorts of themes and stuff. And it is something that bothers me. What is the cost of what they do? And what are the rights and wrongs of what they do, of making these interventions? That's the kind of stuff that I had in my head.
For episode 2, did you consciously set out to write a play with a entirely female cast, beyond a couple of Tannoy voices, I think?
Yes, I did. I can't remember at what stage that occurred to me, but that comes from an episode of Sally Wainwright's Last Tango in Halifax, which I adore. I think Sally Wainwright's an amazing writer. Absolutely amazing writer. And there is a scene in Last Tango in Halifax where one of the characters makes some comment about women being the peacemakers, you know, they don't do violence or whatever. And in response, this other character has a sort of 2-page of script rant about, and just lists a whole load of women who've been led wars or, you know, whatever. And we'll point out the gunboat diplomacy was, you know, led by, was brought in by Queen Victoria and all of this sort of stuff. And it's very funny, but it's a real sort of myth-busting idea. And that's where the episode came from, was that it was going to be these two women generals. And I think actually when I started to, that first scene of the soldier dying in the mud, I realised she was going to be a woman as well, because that would sell the idea that it's women in war. Mm-hmm. And I think, literally, having had my cup of tea in the morning and pondered what I was going to type, actually, when I sat down and started writing it, I just went, please, can we have no men in the cast? There might be men on that planet. Mm. I have talked to Lisa about, can we have the Tannoys all women as well? I think it's quite interesting that it's a planet of women. There might be men there, you know, but yeah, it just made it something different and made it something interesting, I thought.
And again, great cast.
Yeah, amazing cast.
Nicola McAuliffe, Carol Starks, just...
Yeah, just...
Brilliant as our two generals.
Yeah, and... it's just funny. It's just funny. And again, you know, you're doing stuff where I was trying to... How do I establish this character in her opening lines? You know, how do I nail who she is very, very early on? So, Yeah, as my usual graceless go-to, what's she eating? And so she's eating pastry in the war room, which she did just... Yeah, I think we had to redo the take because I was laughing. And it's terrible laughing at my own jokes. But yeah, again, just what can you do to make it a bit different? What can you do to, you know, because war rooms and generals and stuff, they have been done.
Well, I love it. We go from war rooms and generals to, you know, a greasy spoon cafe.
Yeah, yeah. Again, that's thinking, how do you hide the fact that it's actors stood in booths? What can you contrast? What can you... You know, how can you make this feel different so that you don't know where it's going? So that whatever. And those sorts of things have... it's something that I really like in other people's writing, where you get, you know, where a story starts, where you're just going, how's that related to that? Where is this going? What's that? And then it all ties together at the end. I think that's the kind of stuff that I was thinking about. And this sort of and at the end of it, you kind of go, "Oh yeah, I see how it all, you know, it all seems very, very ordered."
And that you have them ordering a pieman's breakfast.
Yeah, well, that's
again, it's a great. It is one of your grossest things. Food plays quite a part in it in some stories. I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the pieman's breakfast is from the Hard Edge Cafe in Penge, where you and I used to meet for our extremely arduous script meetings or comparing notes on who's a poo. But the food thing in Graceless comes from the fact that when I first... The first thing I had to write was an audition scene for Kira and Laura and the whoever else they saw for those parts. And what I... So I wrote two scenes, one of which was the introductory scene with Kira and the Doctor, which is based on the opening scene of the Rebos operation, where the Doctor meets the White Guardian. And my idea was very simply to sell the idea of the series. My original idea was it would be a very quick pre-title sequence, just kind of going, it's like the Rebos operation. But when the Doctor steps out, it's not the White Guardian sat in that wicker chair. It's a girl drinking a gin and tonic, because that's what the White Guardian seems to be doing. And I was thinking, but, you know, she's brand new. She's just been created, so she wouldn't know what a gin and tonic is. And that seemed quite funny. But also, she's brand new, so actually, it's not just that she doesn't know what a gin and tonic is. She doesn't know what food is. She doesn't know. So all of those sort of tactile pleasures and the idea that the Grace were these non-corporeal beings, that actually part of their character is that they are very tactile. They like the physicality of their existence. So they like food. They like, you know, going swimming. They like, you know, all of those kinds of sensations, that sensory sort of bits to them. And, you know, there was a bit of back and forth, and that scene didn't work out quite how I wanted it to. I kept being asked to add more explanation into it, so it became a much longer scene and didn't quite have the zip, you know, the sort of speed that I wanted. And we had to take out gin and tonics. I think that was a note... That might have been a note from the BBC, or maybe it was a note from David Richardson, who just thought it was the wrong note for introducing a character. And I think he's right. Though that did mean that the later scene where Amy teaches the Ice Warriors about gin and tonics got lost, which is a sad, sad, sad moment of her.